from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 21st of March. We'll start with politics, and Anthony Albanese's $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund is facing defeat in the Senate. The Greens, the Jackie Lambie Network and David Pocock are all threatening to block the government's plan unless Labor lifts its social housing targets. Negotiations will continue this week. Overseas now, China's President Xi Jinping has met with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Xi's three-day trip to Russia is a show of support for Putin, who's isolated on the international stage. Meanwhile, Russia's ambassador to Australia copped a grilling last night on the ABC's 7:30 program. The interview got off to a pretty fiery start. Have a listen to this.
Ambassador, you're here in Australia enjoying the benefits of a free and open society. How do you live with yourself representing the repressive, dictatorial Putin regime? You find that funny?
What I find funny is your way to start an interview.
It's a pretty straight question.
Yes, too straight.
To sport now, and a number of Aussies have signed up to play in a breakaway cricket league in the United States. The Major League Cricket Tournament gets underway in July and will be played across 3 weeks in Texas and North Carolina. Some of the Aussies who'll play in the six-team tournament are Aaron Finch, Marcus Stoinis, Brody Couch and Mitchell Marsh. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news now, and former Nickelodeon star Amanda Bynes has been placed on a psychiatric hold at a facility in LA. It comes after she was found wandering the streets naked. The former child star has had a number of mental health issues over the years and was under a conservatorship for 9 years. And a bit more sad news for you, sorry about that. An actor who played an Ewok in Star Wars has passed away. 56-year-old Paul Grant also appeared in Willow, Labyrinth and Harry Potter. It's understood the actor battled with drug and alcohol addiction. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.